Welcome to Community Focus. I'm your host, Melissa Beck. I'm talking today with Sarah Oriana Pape of Three Raptor Consulting. They specialize in business and professional consultation and education. Seeing so many suffer financially and professionally during the pandemic, Sarah has found a way to help by partnering up with some local businesses and organizations to provide resources for the community.
In March, when things started to look more serious with the pandemic, I met with my team and we decided that beginning in April, we really wanted to choose to invest in our community. And so we designed a series of classes, and we at first were charging $5 a class, but once May hit, we really felt that businesses had been hit hard enough and that they really needed help and investment. And if we were going to truly stand behind our mission of empowering professionals and businesses along the way, then it was time that we stood behind our word. So starting in May, we launched our Summer of Community Investment. And so we've done that for May, June, and July. And we had thought that we were going to end that July 31st, but to be completely frank, I feel that our services are still truly needed. And so we have decided to expand our community of Summer of Community Investment through August. And so what that means is that we're offering 5 to 6 classes a week at no cost through Facebook. We have a couple different series. So on Tuesday afternoons, we do Leadership Bites, where we cover different leadership points, just different things, topics that can be anywhere from 2 to 8 minutes long, where we really try to give people just information that they can take away and use right away. And we also have been providing handouts and resources. And so Tuesday is Leadership Bites. Wednesday is Creating Connections, where we focus on networking, specifically how to network online and build relationships. Thursdays is our coffee break, and I like that one. We keep it a little bit more generic so that we can talk about anything business-related that is important to people at that moment. Then Thursday afternoons, we do our nonprofit corner, and then Fridays, we do a motivational moment, and every Saturday, we do a book club, and we've been trying to pick professional books that are very applicable to the times that we live in. And so for August, I've decided to go down to 2 classes a week, but I don't want to plan them. And so what I've been asking for from the community for a couple months now is I really, really, really want the community to tell me, these are what classes we want, these are what topics we want. And so for August, we'll do 2 a week. And I would love for people to reach out to me and say, you know, this time works best for me, or this day is great, or we'll go back and watch the recording, we don't mind. And then to tell me what topics they would like covered, because to be honest, Melissa, I don't want to assume or presume that any topic doesn't need to be covered. And so we're really looking for some community support as far as topics, and then we'll provide that. We've also had guest teachers, and so we're more than willing to feature guest teachers as well to really take that information to the next level. So our goal is all about empowering people and businesses with skills they can use now. With that in mind, I've been partnering with REI, which is the women's branch of the SBA, and through a grant, they've been able to open up their classes and not charge anything. And so I've been able to teach a lot of classes about defining your target audience, how to take your social media to the next level, how to really engage with people and get them to respond. This month, on the 29th, I'm going to teach a class about setting goals and overcoming obstacles. And I've done some leadership classes with them as well. And so those are free. You just have to register through REI for those. And then we have helped answer some basic questions on SBA loans, which I think those programs are closed now, but we haven't charged for any of those services. And so right now, we're all about giving to the community what they need so that we can invest in them and keep our businesses going.
These are all free community services you're providing almost every day of the week.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Yes.
And how would people get a hold of you? What is the avenue that they go through to make suggestions for classes or request information?
Facebook or email, or contact us on our website, or message me on Facebook. I have a little bit of an easier time keeping up with messages than comments. Oh, and we're running some contests right now. As well, I forgot to say that. We've partnered up with Crazy Cones, which is a newer business, and they have given us some gift cards, and then we've purchased several gift cards as well. And so it's hot. It's summer in Oklahoma. Who doesn't love a shaved ice? And so we run a weekly contest where when you see a leadership quote, if you tag people, each time you're tagged, you're entering for a drawing for a $10 gift card for Crazy Cones. And we do that to help promote them as well.
That's great. Yes. And I love that you're supporting local businesses as well as using your own business as an avenue for community service. You mentioned some organizations that you are partnering with. Can you tell me who those are again?
Yes, we've been working with the Kindness Revolution, which is part of Angela Schertl's Farmers Insurance. Mm-hmm. And that's a national movement where we promote kindness. And through them, we've been able to do food drives. We've been able to take meals to the janitorial services at CCMH. We've done some really cool drive-through parades at the Veterans Center. So the veterans could be brought outside and maintain social distancing and safety. And then we've gotten to do car parades and wave, and we've taken birthday celebrations and just different things up there. And so we've really just tried to do anything that's been asked of us. We've tried to step up to the plate and partner with them, even if it's just driving through a parking lot and waving. And then we also have been putting out 4 to 5, I call them white papers or handouts, on lots of different topics with lots of things. Like, we put out one on how to motivate employees, and we even covered how to motivate employees through remote working. We've put out how to handle conflicts, how to handle difficulties in the workplace. So, I mean, our Facebook page is just loaded with all kinds of resources and videos that we've just been trying to pour into the community.
So tell me the web address and the title of your Facebook page, just so people can have it.
Yes. Yeah. So our web address is 3 Raptor, like the dinosaur, consulting.com. So it's just 3RaptorConsulting.com. And then our Facebook is the same thing, 3RaptorConsulting, just use the 3, and you should find us. And we love to feature businesses. Something else that we've been trying to do is when businesses will contact us, because I don't like to just speak about other people's businesses. So when people will contact me and give me just, you know, a rundown and 2 or 3 talking points, then we will get on and do a live shout out just about their business. And we'll also follow up with a post and tag people in it. My whole summer is literally just been investing in people.
I think that's wonderful. That's a great way to take an opportunity like a pandemic where everybody's quarantined, mm-hmm. and everybody's struggling in different ways, and to make something good out of it.
That's my goal. Is I'm a ridiculously positive person, but that's because for a lot of my career, I worked in a lot of ugliness and negativity. And so now I just want to find the good, be positive, and help people as much as I humanly can.
You can find out more about what Sarah is doing through her community outreach by going to 3RaptorConsulting.com or their Facebook page. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck with Community Focus.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.